Simon Pepe's Siv Gimel. So we're talking about carrying on Shabbos. Netilas Achevis Shumunach Nikra Akira. So we said yesterday, you're not allowed to pick something up and put it down in a Rishus HaRabim or carry it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So Netilas Achevis, so how do you define picking it up? From where, if you pick it up from where it's placed, that's called uprooting. And putting it down is called hanocha. First Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, to pick something up and without putting it down, or putting it down without picking it up, meaning, you took it off, somebody handed it to you, something like that. You're not allowed to do that, but that's Midrabbanan. Lachain, you can't give a guy something to take it out from Rishus HaYochid to Carmelis, because that's the Yid doing the Akira. The Nachri himself has to take the object, meaning, don't hand something to a guy who will then take it out of your house. When a Nachri brings something, Yid shouldn't take it from him, because that's the Yid is going to be putting it down. The Nachri should put it down himself. You need to be aware of this when you're bringing the baby to the shul, to the bris. Which is very interesting, because you see that they allowed carrying without an eruv. They allowed a goy to carry without an eruv, carry the baby to shul. Shatikach ba'atzma esatinek b'bayis, that the goy should pick up the baby in the house. U'bavayin el'chotzer beis ha'knesses, and when they come to the chotzer, the order the beis ha'knesses, tenicheu v'tikcheu Yisrael, then she should put the baby down, and then you should pick up the baby. This is the practical. It's interesting. The way this went down historically is that if you look in the Sfarim, they talk about if a package or some the mail comes, mail lesson that would not be muksa comes to Yas on Shabbos. That they always said, the Paiskim said based on this halacha, that the guy should put down the package. The UPS guy, whoever, the postal guy should put it down and not hand it to you, because he picks it up at Rishus HaRabim, and now you're going to be the one putting it down. But that was all when we lived in cities without an Eruv. Now that most people are living in cities with an Eruv, there's no problem to take it from the hand of the guy, because the guy, what, he's outside your house, it's in an Eruv. So he didn't do it any malacha, so therefore this halacha for most communities does not apply anymore. All right?
It's
Amen.
mutar, it's mutar like hatchila, or it's tilaser.
No, it's a
What
chatchila.
about
It's not a
it?
malacha.
Because it looks like Goy is doing work for you.
That's a difference. That's a difference. That's a different thing. But that's nobody's thinking that a guy is doing work for you if he's in an Amazon truck or a
Right,
USPS.
that's he's doing his job. But
Right.
if you are using him to bring the package from one rishus to another
Right. But then
rishus.
you right. But then you can't. Then you shouldn't even have him bring into your rishus at all and put it down. Meaning him handing it to you is not going to make a difference. Right, this is
Right.
strictly for malacha purposes. Dalit chotzer sheyesh by pirtza. If you have a chotzer that has in it a break, meaning a break in the fence. Im nisham in a mechitza b'tzarecha roichav dalit tvachim, the gavayu tvachim in a karka. If this left from the mechitza on one side, 4 tvachim wide with the height of 10 tvachim, hashe nisham mishnei tzadi a mechitza b'chol tzad roichav tefach b'gavayu tvachim, or this left on either side of the mechitza, the width of a tefach at the height of 10 tvachim, as I am in, but pirtz then, meaning basically, as long as it's not a full wall of being open, as I am in, but pirtz, if there's no big, if the break in the fence is not bigger than this, then amas ain't it's a shum tikkun, you don't need any sort of tikkun, ki a pirtz, hazois, my pesach, because of opening less than 10 tvachim wide. Will I'm sorry, 10 amas wide will be considered a door, and then that's fine. But if the break is more than 10 amos, or you don't have at least, meaning the opening is not close to the corner, because it's not within 10, it's not within 4 tvachim, or on either side of the opening, the width of a tefach, and of course, if it's totally open, then he has a little picture that there's no mechitza on either side. Then even if the opening only has three tvachim, you have to fix it. Okay, this is complicated. It's not so it's not so easy to understand just like so quickly. But the simplest way to fix this whole thing is to make a Tzuras HaPesach. A Tzuras HaPesach is what we call, what most people call our Erevin, like the two sticks and then a string. And Dharam Sham Bez Balabatam HaYosar, and it's two or more Balabatam are living, then Tzrichan Oid Lasis Eruv HaChaseres, you need to do another Eruv HaChaseres V'yor V'yivor and Yirtz HaShem. Fine. Hey, Zeh Shamanu, this that we said, it's like an opening that doesn't need tikkun. That's only if there was one break. But if there's two breaks, then you need at least, meaning if there's a bunch of openings, then you need at least enough fence that's at least the same amount as the break in the fence. But if the open spots are more than the solid, if the pirza is more than three tvachim, you need to fix it. If it's less than three tvachim, we know the rule of lavud, so then it's not a problem. Vav, mao tzuras ha-pesach. So how do you make a tzuras ha-pesach? So noyetz kana mikan v'kana mikan, you stick a reed or any form of wood on this side and on that side. They can't be any lower than 10 tfachim. Right? So anywhere between 30 and 40 inches. A nice and lame kana echut, and you put on top of it a string or another piece of wood. This is the biggest mistake that people make when they make an Erev. The wire has to be on top of the wood. It cannot be on the side of the wood. It can't be on the sides. And if you stick nails into the top of the wood, and then you wrap, meaning you put a nail on top of the wood, and then you wrap the string around that. And then this, since you're using this to bridge a gap in a fence, so you have to make sure that these sticks are not more than three tvachim away from the fence. It shouldn't be higher than the karka three tvachim. If you can't make them within three tvachim of the fence, then we would be makel. Okay, this is Erevin and very, very complicated. Zayin, chotzerei bayis shepasul l'seicha rechayv. If you have a yard or a house that opens up into the street, v'adelas niftachas l'fnim, and the door opens inside, v'amezuzah is ima mashkuf sh'al gabayim v'skufa shebetachtis hein l'tzad rechayv, and the mezuzahs that are in the doorway, that are on top, that the mashkev is on top of them, and the threshold that's underneath it, they're all towards the street, meaning it's sort of outside of the door, right? Meaning when the door closes, your mezuzah is outside the door, not inside the door. So that threshold, sometimes is a shusayachid, sometimes it's a shusaram. Karmelis, I'm sorry. And since many people are not the Kian in this, so sometimes we're going to do this, we're going to give the stringency of the Carmelist, and sometimes the stringency of the Rishus Ayachid. So also loyalty mishom the rechayv shu rishus arama or karmelis, you can't carry out to the street that maybe rishus arama or karmelis the loyman rechayv l'shem and not from the streets to there kishema hu rishus ayachid because perhaps it's rishus ayachid. Kain also loyalty min abayis and min achatz l'shem v'loy mishom l'soichem, you can't carry from the house there or from there to the house kishema hu karmelis. So basically, it's no man's land and you can't carry anywhere from there either side. If the door is closed and you need to open it, you have to make sure that a guy puts the key into the lock. And after he unlocks it, before he opens the door, the guy has to take out the key. If the yid opens the door with the key inside the lock, when the key is in the lock, he's bringing the key from a karmelis. So basically, this comes up again. Most of our cities have Erevin, so therefore it's not an issue. But sometimes in Europe, so people go there and there's no Erevin in Europe, and they get the key and they hide it under the doormat or something like that. And then they open the door. They got to make sure that they unlock the door, take the key out, put it under the mat, and then open the door. Because when you open the door and you keep the key in it, then you just move from a karmelis into Rishus HaYachid.
But we're saying that
yes.
The mat is in the karmelis or Rishus HaYachid. It's a safak makam, but the mat is. It's outside
yeah.
the door.
Yeah.
So
yes.
That's already so you already
it
cannot
depends
move
on
it
the
there.
situation. Depends
Or
on
you
what's
can
going
move
on
it
there.
there because it's within 4 hours.
Correct. You do it's within four. So it's within four,
so
yeah.
what so
Yeah.
what so the only issue is changing the domain.
Correct. Correct.
So even putting it in the door, it's already because the door is already Rishus HaYachid or no? The lock inside, the hole inside the lock.
What the door outside the door is not because you didn't move
No,
it
I'm saying
inside
the
the
door,
reserve.
the hole of the
The
lock in
hole
the
in the
door.
door, the hole in the door. No, because it doesn't go all the way through. The assumption is it doesn't go all the way through. So it would be still considered, I think, it would be considered still part of the Carmelis. As far as I understand it. Okay, Ches. Bahari Makamas Yesh Batam Asher Agag Nimshach Min HaKoyis Al HaBayis L'Soicha Rechoy V'Nismach Shom Al HaMudim. This is basically... you have the front, well, you know, when you go up to the front of a people's houses, so they have sort of, what's the word for it? Like you have a couple of pillars and you have like a little awning that comes out. Also, you can't carry from there to the house or from the house to there. And you can't carry either, because the din is like a street. It's either Rosh Hashanah or Carmelis, depending on how busy the street is and where it's situated. Even though the roof is on top of pillars, the Havitzuras of Pesach, right? That looks like two sticks and a string, right? You have two pillars and you have wood on top of it, right? The Dina Kimechitza should be looked at like a Mechitza. Mikol Makom Harei Minat Stadim Ain Mechitza. There's no Mechitza on the sides. So therefore, it doesn't work. V'lochein Tzarich Lahamid Mikotza Mizeh Kana Echad Eitzel HaKoysel Shel HaBayis. You have to put a stick next to the wall of the house, next to the amud that the wall is on it. Gam kan tzuras haPesach, that it also has a tzuras haPesach. V'chein mikotz hasheni, do it on the other side. V'mkam abatam smuchim ze itzel ze v'inyan ze. If you have many houses close to each other, tayleim sheyasu kein b'ktei habayis Hashem mikotz mize b'ktei habayis Hashem mikotz mize. It's enough that they can do this on one side of the house, and then at the end of the block, when there's a bunch of other houses, do it at that end. The Yasu Eruv Chatzeres, and then they have to make Eruv Chatzeres, which is combining with the bread, which we will see Be'ez Hashem later in the week, exactly how you do Eruv Chatzeres. Okay, we will stop over there. I hope it was semi understandable, but. If not, I apologize. All right.
Thank you.
Have a fine night.